The following summary is a compilation of the lessons I believe that I have learned so far. These lessons are not necessarily soul lessons, though perhaps some are. 1. Be proud of your gifts and capabilities and be true to yourself. 2. Strive for people to accept you for what you are, and not for what you think they want you to be. 3. Be thankful for the sacrifices that others have made to enable you to live your journey. Acknowledge them while you can, as you never know when they are destined to complete their journey and depart this planet. 4. As a parent, keep your domestic squabbles and arguments private and away from your children. Fighting in front of them causes pain and insecurity, especially when they are young. 5. Never ask your children to choose one parent over the other. If there is no solution to making your relationship work, you, as the parent, must make the decisions and communicate what you have agreed to your children. 6. Never allow yourself to be put into a position that might compromise you at a later stage by accepting offers, gifts, or incentives from anyone. 7. It is important to dream and more important to pursue your dreams, even if your dream does not meet your expectations or you happen to change your mind. 8. At times you will encounter people of lesser spiritual or mental maturity than you. Learn to accept them and do not judge them, as they have their own journey to travel, which is neither more or less important than yours. 9. Pursue your beliefs if they are aligned to your principles. 10. Do not expect people to always do what they say, despite assurances they might give you. 11. Accept that there are consequences to every decision you make and be prepared to deal with those consequences without blaming other people. 12. A position, station, or rank that you may hold in life does not mean you are a leader. 13. A true leader leads by example. 14. A true leader treats all people equally. 15. A true leader does not expect you to do anything that they cannot do themselves. 16. A true leader never orders you to do something. They ask. 17. A true leader earns your respect as they want you to respect them and not their position, rank, or station. 18. If you have the opportunity to take advantage of a sponsored tertiary education, either from your parents or a bursary, then grasp it. Do not let petty stubbornness get in the way, but you then have to give it your best shot. 19. As a young person, despite your confidence, you may not always choose the best or most appropriate career option. This is okay, but you must persevere until you finally get it right. 20. If you really believe that you are capable of doing something, then you are. But nothing comes easy, so you have to work your hardest to achieve it. 21. Never lie about your knowledge or lack thereof, as the truth will always come out. 22. People will deal with you if they believe that you are 100% trustworthy. So the objective is to get them to realize that you are as soon as possible. 23. Do not be afraid to embarrass yourself in a positive way in your pursuit to achieve success. Remember the old adage, no pain, no gain. 24. Never confuse confidence and arrogance. There is a fine line between the two. 25. Do not gamble with love. 26. Marriage is not a convenience, nor is it a means to appease your conscience. It must not be taken lightly. 27. Starting a business is a big risk, so make sure that you have sufficient funding to tide you over until the business succeeds. 28. Never think poorly of people who live in poverty, as you never know when you might have to experience hardship. 29. No matter how far behind you get in your struggle with debt, always ensure that you pay back everything you owe, no matter how long it takes. 30. Never underestimate your own capabilities. If you are committed and prepared to work hard, you will almost always succeed. However, remember lesson 24, not to confuse confidence with arrogance. 31. If you do not try something, you will never know whether you would have succeeded or not. 32. Always question the views you've been brought up to believe in, as they may not always be appropriate. 33. Never judge a person. Do not allow your preconceptions to form an opinion about anyone until you have taken the trouble to understand them. 34. When confronted with a direct challenge, do not necessarily issue a return challenge, as this could become confrontational. Never run away, though, as this will not earn you any respect. 35. Try and learn about any oppression that there may be in your own society. Spend time to understand it, and do what you can to change it if it is in conflict with your value and belief system. 36. In any partnership, you are likely to have differences with your partner or partners. This is natural, as you are meant to complement each other in terms of strengths and weaknesses. It is important that these differences are properly managed and communicated. If not, they could destroy the partnership. 37. Never sign long-term contracts unless you are totally committed to honoring. 38. Becoming a workaholic is as desperate as being a substance abuser. It is a selfish commitment which will cost you your relationships, whether with a spouse, children, or friends. 39. Living a double life, especially if it's a result of an illicit affair, is extremely stressful, and your behavior changes so radically that it is easy for outsiders to see that something is amiss. 40. Never lie or try to hide the truth, as the truth will always prevail. 41. Try to identify your weaknesses and acknowledge them as early as possible. They are part of your makeup as much as you have eyes to see and ears to hear. 42. Sharing knowledge and wisdom is far greater and more powerful than trying to retain it for your own exclusive use. 43. Greed is destructive. Only take or receive what is fair for you. If you try to make more than what you are due, you could end up with less. 44. Despite the hurt and anger that is often part of divorce, the parents should ensure that the children do not feel responsible for the breakup. 45. Do not badmouth the other spouse in front of the children, as they love both parents, which creates great confusion for them. They do not want to take sides, but sometimes our actions force them to. 46. Try to make sure that the spouse who does not have custody gets the opportunity and uses it to see the children on a regular and consistent basis. 47. Being competitive is only a good trait if you are able to manage it in a positive way, and it helps motivate you positively. 48. Never give up. Give it your best shot. More than that, nobody, including yourself, can ask of you. 49. Shooting your mouth off can get you into serious trouble, so attempt to engage your brain into gear before putting your mouth on the accelerator. 50. If you make a bet, always honor it, as it displays your integrity, or lack thereof if you choose not to honor a losing bet. 51. For key life decisions such as engagement, marriage, and having children, try and make sure that both spouses agree to this in advance. This can only be achieved by communication and compromise. If left unresolved, you could find yourself in a position where you are forced to make a hasty decision. 52. Never allow yourself to be held to ransom by a service provider or supplier. If you believe you are being taken advantage of or being pushed into a corner due to external pressures, do not back down. 53. The key to a successful company is the staff. If they are treated with respect, consulted for their opinions, and allowed to grow, they will contribute to the success of the company in a significant way. 54. You need to remove yourself from any situation where you find there could be a conflict of interest. You cannot be both referee and player. In these situations, you need to be consistent in your views and position, as you cannot play both sides of the field. 55. Money is a dangerous thing, especially in any form of partnership, if not clearly defined as to how the money is to be earned, distributed, and or shared. Irrespective of the type of partnership or business, personal or marriage, it should be addressed as early as possible and submitted to a written agreement to prevent any acrimonious fallout at a later stage. 56. Being placed under pressure to have a child or another child should never occur if you abide by lesson 51. 57. Being forced to change your career or your area of residence should never occur if you abide by lesson 51. 58. In any work situation, you should be clear to communicate your intentions, as it is unfair to the other party if they have to work on assumptions. 59. If you are ever in a position which allows you to evaluate several options, do so. However, do not play one against the other in an unfair or an unreasonable manner. 60. Your personal life must always come first, work always second. However, there are times when you have to make personal sacrifices for your work. Trust your gut to lead you to make the correct decision when faced with such choices. 61. Greed is a very dangerous disease which you need to manage. With shares, you need to set a price when you purchase or acquire them and at which you are prepared to sell. When this price is reached, then sell immediately, irrespective of what the share price or the market is doing. If you hang on too long, the share price could collapse much quicker than it might rise. 62. Alcohol is the most dangerous legal substance around. It is the cause of many situations with dire consequences. It is always used as a mitigating factor, but it is not. It is a mind-altering substance that allows you to lose your inhibitions, control over your emotions, control of your words, and control of your mind. Many a career and many a relationship have been destroyed by alcohol. There's no excuse. There is only one choice, and that is whether you want to indulge in it or not. 63. You cannot hide from your fate or your destiny. If you are meant to be caught doing something you shouldn't, you will, no matter how clever or discreet you think you are. There's that wonderful cliché, don't tempt fate. 64. You never really know someone until you spend lots of quality time with them. Simple little things that might irritate each other only come out later. You need to identify these and learn to deal with them. 65. You cannot buy someone's love, nor can expensive gifts cure someone's insecurities. 66. Sometimes the mistress is more comfortable in the role of being the mistress. When the mistress becomes the partner, she more often than not will assume that you will be unfaithful to her as well. Avoid having a mistress at all costs. 67. Never teach your children to call someone else mommy or daddy if that biological parent is still involved in your children's lives. 68. Never put someone in a position that requires them to make a choice between their children and your relationship. If you feel the need to do this, then move on and find someone else who will provide you with a relationship in which you do not feel threatened. 69. Sometimes what you perceive to be the real issue is simply a front for a deeper, more significant issue. Try to determine this upfront by asking closed questions. That is, if I or we do this, will it solve our problem? If you do not get a categorical yes or a response, then probe further, using the same technique until you understand as many of the real issues as possible. 70. Starting a new business is an extremely challenging and difficult undertaking. Almost always it will take at least 3 times longer to achieve the success you anticipated and 3 times more money than you originally estimated. 71. You need to close one door to open another. You cannot be in 2 rooms at once. 72. You have to be passionate about the work that you are doing. If you are not, it is extremely difficult to be motivated and to inspire and motivate others. 73. Irrespective of the size of your shareholding in an entity, you need to clearly define upfront what the decision-making process will be between the various shareholders and what levels of authority will be given to each shareholder or director. 74. Never cast judgment. At times, God has a wonderful sense of humor, and so for all my judgmental views on tattoos and strippers, I ended up falling in love with a former stripper with tattoos. 75. There is no such thing as a white lie. A lie is a lie is a lie. 76. Never tell lies, as they will always come back to haunt you. Rather face the consequences of telling the truth than face the consequences of having told a lie. 77. Never use your children as leverage to get back at your former spouse, as they suffer more pain than you or your former spouse. 78. There are a few critical factors required to raise children. A. Give them lots of love and attention. B. Give them your trust and teach them about accountability. C. Give them boundaries and consequences for exceeding those boundaries. The consequences must result in some form of discipline or punishment, which does not necessarily have to be physical. It could be the withdrawal of certain privileges, that is, giving them an earlier curfew or grounding them. But it must be a privilege that they value, otherwise they will not feel the pain. E. Apply whatever discipline you have decided on in a consistent manner. Never set a precedent where you allow them to get off with a warning. Next time, they will ask you to justify this. F. Never apply punishment or discipline in anger. Cool off before you do this and explain to them why they are being punished and remind them of your love for them. 79. We take our lives and those of our loved ones for granted. We seldom take the time to communicate all the things that we should to our loved ones, and then we regret it if they suddenly pass away. 80. I believe that after we die, there is a period when our souls are still on this planet. It allows us time to say our farewells before the souls depart. 81. For people to live together in the same environment, that is, a family, a commune, a flatmate, or a lodger, there have to be some ground rules agreed to up front. This alleviates unnecessary stress and altercations. 82. Do not compromise your relationship with a person because they remind you of someone else. 83. Not everyone sees things the way you do. That does not make them wrong, it only makes them different. If their behavior and their views are that noticeably different, then make sure you have applied lesson 81. 84. Lack of communication creates huge expectations and/or misunderstandings. Never assume you know what your partner wants and or expects. Always ask them to tell you, and vice versa. Once you have asked them and they've told you, don't assume that this is it. Over time, people and their environments change, as do their needs and expectations. You have to continuously revisit your mutual needs and expectations, communicating these either verbally or alternatively. If it is easier, by writing notes or letters to each other. 85. Be careful what you wish for, as you may just get it. God listens to us all the time and sometimes decides to give us what we ask for, just to teach us a little lesson. 86. Two wrongs don't make a right. As difficult as it is, even though you may have won the battle, you may need to broker the peace in order not to lose the war. Two stubborn mules pulling in the opposite directions will not move the cart forward. 87. As a generalization, most of our spiritual beliefs are a consequence of many years of hearing the same things over and over and over again. We seldom choose to open our mouths, hearts, and souls to new and different experiences. The church has always been extremely good at telling us that anything not espoused by the priests or the Bible is evil. Perhaps a lot of that may be true, but until such time as you have heard other points of view, how can you decide if it makes sense or not? 88. Everyone is entitled to their own truth. My truth is neither right nor wrong. It is simply my truth. And the same applies to your truth. 89. Be prepared to listen to other points of view, and if they resonate with your gut, your soul, then internalize them. If not, then discard them without casting judgment over the person sharing their truth with you. 90. There is no such thing as coincidence. Everything happens for a reason. To put us in a situation, environment, or relationship for us to experience and learn something from it. 91. If you and your partner are both mature and secure within yourselves, it is possible to have a totally open and honest relationship, and nothing from your past will make any difference. This can only be done if you communicate openly with each other and accept that your past is your past, where it belongs. It is your past that helps define who you are, but your present choices will determine who and where you will be in the future. 92. Practices such as astrology and numerology are complex and accurate. To me, this proved there is something else out there, so ingenious and clever and logical, to which I could relate. 93. As with everything in life, whatever you see, hear, or read must resonate with your gut, your soul, for you to accept it. If it doesn't, reject it, but you must have an open mind or soul in the first place. Because someone predicts or says something about you does not mean it to be true. It is merely that person's interpretation of the information at hand. 94. Just as there are some dubious pastors out there are a lot of charlatans too, espousing different spiritual practices such as astrology and numerology, so make sure that you do your homework to identify the best possible person to see, if you choose this route. 95. When confronted with difficult situations that you are struggling to understand, do not be afraid to ask God for guidance. Do not ask God to solve the problem for you, as he will not, but he will give you a better understanding in order for you to make your decision. 96. The most important lesson in life is to learn to implicitly trust your gut feel, your instinct, when faced with important decisions or situations. All too often we allow our heads to rationalize, which overrules our gut feel. Our gut feel is our inner soul communicating with us. 97. If you've made a decision based on your gut feel, and upon reflection, or with the benefit of hindsight, you feel it did not work out in the best possible way, just remember that it was the right decision. In other words, even the wrong decision was the right decision, providing it was based on gut feel. The The reason why it was the right decision was because it put you in a situation to experience and learn from something that was meant to be in order for you to grow. 98. As a divorced parent, be very careful what you say to your children about your former spouse. It is how you choose to behave that will influence the quality of the relationship between your children and you or your former spouse. 99. Never make your children the go-between or put them in a situation that creates divided loyalties. 100. Every child carries some guilt, hurt, or anger as a result of a divorce. So never assume that they are okay just because they seem to be behaving in a normal way. Try and communicate with them so that they have the opportunity to express their feelings and concerns. If necessary, call in the help of a qualified professional to assist you and the children.